Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise God. Lord, no greater love than the love that you've shown me. No greater love. No greater love. So I got to check and see if this blog talk is working right. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. I may not sound like it. Great. Great, 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 great. Boy, I'm happy in my sanctified soul this morning. Great. Well, Lord Yeshua Jesus, good morning. Good morning. I'm so, I got something to share with you. Now that I think everything is working okay, we got a mission this morning. We have a mission possible this morning. A mission possible this morning. I need you to help me out. I need you to go get a paper towel and anoint it with oil. If you trust the Holy Spirit enough to understand that he wants you to be a force in this mission this morning. Get you a paper towel, anoint your wall.
What kind of love would stand in the flames and choose to remain every time? What kind of love would go to the grave, give up everything just to find me? All the treasure that this world could offer me, you're the only thing I need. Oh, no greater love, no greater love, no greater love than you.
Accept this mission. Be blessed. Your spouse about to be blessed. Your children about to be blessed. Your he's even going to be blessed because the Bible says he reigns on the just and the unjust. The world is about to be blessed. Now, to help you make up your mind whether you want to undertake this mission with me, let's go to Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 29. It says, Matthew chapter 9, verse 27 through 29. See, God ain't going to do nothing against your will. You know that, don't you? My prayer is that my will will become his will and that his will be done on earth. So I don't see nobody posting Matthew 9, 27 through 29. Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 29. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was coming to the house, the blind men came to him, and Yeshua Jesus said unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this. They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. I want you to take that tissue with that anointed oil, and I want you to anoint your eyes this morning, that you would be able to see through the eyes of faith. In the name of Jesus, the help I need from you this morning is that you be able to see through the eyes of faith. And I'm going to help you do it. Anoint your eyes with that anointing oil. Close them. Anoint your eyes. Understanding will be enlightened, all of the above. Father God, today anoint their eyes that they could see your desire, see your will, and that your will be done in their lives and in the life of the mission you've given us this morning. Anoint their eyes to see, not just physically. Anoint their eyes to see spiritually. Anoint their eyes to see you. And I want to ask you this morning, do you believe that God is able to anoint your eyes that you can see, and that in anointing your natural eyes, your spiritual eyes of understanding will be open? Yay! But Jesus said, according to your faith, be it unto you. Some of you didn't even bother to go get the anointing oil. Shame on you. You lose.
I've been ashamed, so far from you, but you always find me. So high, so deep is your heart for me. Nobody knows you know me.
submission. Yeshua Jesus linked his second coming to Israel's turning to him. The second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua, is linked to Israel's response to him. Yeshua Jesus prophesied before his death, "For I say to you, from now on, you will not see me until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." That's Matthew 23:39. Our Lord and Savior, Yeshua Jesus, his second coming to Israel's national returning or turning to him. Today, we stand before him as watchmen on the walls, helping to fulfill God's strategic purpose for Israel and all the nations of the earth. So this morning, together with thousands of other watchmen on the walls, targeted prayer together for God's redemptive purposes to come forth for Israel. In the mighty name of Yeshua Jesus, I need you to see the fulfillment of this prayer through your eyes of faith. I need you to see the fulfillment of this prayer through the eyes of your understanding. I'm going to pray it so you can hear it, and then at the end, we're going to pray it together, united in one heart, in one mind. Father God, in the name of Yeshua, let your glory rise upon Israel so that she shines brightly with your presence for your kingdom's sake. Father God, in the name of Yeshua Jesus Christ, send your shalom to Israel. Let your kingdom come. Let the Prince of Peace, the Messiah himself, be revealed. And let your will be done. In the name of Yeshua, may the blinders come off, the eyes of both Jew and Gentile alike. Brothers and sisters, Israel's acceptance of Yeshua Jesus will create an unprecedented revival around the world. Today, this morning, we pray and intercede for Israel that the Jewish people will have and receive and understand acceptance of the Messiah, Yeshua Jesus, and how this will lead to worldwide revival of unprecedented magnitude. You see, the Bible says in Romans chapter 11, verse 15, "For if Israel's rejection of Christ is the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead?" Hallelujah. Israel's acceptance of the glorious Messiah will be used to catalyze the greatest spiritual awakening that this planet has ever seen. The whole earth will be filled with the fruit of revival. Yeshua, Lord Jesus Christ, bring your shalom within the walls of Jerusalem into the nation of Israel. Prosper the spiritual leadership of Israel, the leaders of all and every nation. Yeshua, impart your heart, all those in governmental authority. Yeshua, release your peace and the revelation that the ultimate source of eternal peace and salvation is you, the Messiah, Yeshua Jesus. Establish Israel as a praise in the earth for your glory's sake. Your word says, for the Lord's portion is his people, Jacob, Israel, is the allotment of his inheritance. He encircled him. He cared for him. He guarded him as the pupil of his eye. He spread his wings and caught them. He carried them on his pinions. Deuteronomy 32, 9 through 11. Yeshua, help us to pray with your sight. Give us your eyesight. Give us your understanding. Yeshua, yesterday, you baptized us with your love. Now, I'm asking you to give us your heart. Give us your heart of compassion. Said in your holy word, the Bible, in Psalms 102, 13 and 14, you say you will arise and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to be gracious to her. You said, for the appointed time has come. You said, surely your servants find in her stones and feel pity for her dust. Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, you command us to give you no rest. Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, we come into agreement with you that you want to establish Israel and you want to make Israel a praise in the earth. The Apostle Paul said, I have great sorrow and unceasing grief in my heart. My heart's desire and my prayer to God for them is for salvation. Today, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua Jesus, we pray for the shalom of God for Israel. David's exhortation in Psalm 122. May they prosper who love you. May peace be within your walls and prosperity within your palaces. The Bible says again in Romans 11:15, for if Israel's rejection of Christ Jesus, Yeshua, is the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? Whoa! Jesus said, for I say to you, for from now on, you will not see me until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Yeshua Jesus, which testifieth these things, saith, I say to you again, Yeshua Jesus, which testifieth these things, saith, surely, surely, I come quickly. And we say, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Now, if you can agree with this prayer, agree with me as I repeat it. Father God, in the name of Yeshua Jesus, let your glory rise upon Israel so that she shines brightly with your presence. With your presence, manifest your presence for your kingdom's sake. God, in the name of Yeshua, send your shalom to Israel. Let your kingdom come. Let the Prince of Peace, the Messiah, Yeshua himself, be revealed. And let his will be done. In the name of Yeshua, blinders come off the eyes of both the Jew and the Gentile alike. Come, Yeshua. Come, Yeshua. You said, John 14:18, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Come, Yeshua. Come, Yeshua. Jesus said, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. And we will come and make our abode with him. Come, Yeshua. Come. Come, Yeshua. Come. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you this morning. Come. Come, Yeshua.
I've been ashamed, so far from you, but you always find me so high, so deep. Is your heart for me? Thank you. like nothing I've ever imagined to be true. There's no greater love. Show me, and nobody knows me the way that you know me.
And the way that you
know me. Why did I ever reach? There's no greater love than the love that you show.
I'm getting ready to sign off this morning. Come, Yeshua. Maybe I'll play the song by the Sidewalk Prophets. You know, they said, I used to didn't believe it, but I believe it now.
I couldn't see it then, but I believe it now. Just a searching soul, tired of reaching out. Stuck on the tracks, train bearing down, screaming from my lungs, who will save me now? As the reruns of the regrets, they replay inside my head. Got the devil on my shoulder and he's leaving me for dead. Whispers and lies have brought me here, flooding my veins with doubt and fear. Oh, I could not see it then. Oh, I could not see it. Oh, my God, I remember when I cried. Took my fist up at the sky. I wondered why you felt so far from me. Oh God, it was in my deepest pain that I heard you call my name. I heard you say that you were right there with me. I couldn't see it then, but I believe it now. Trying to hold my head up when the ground fell out. I felt all alone, even in a crowd, like a sinking stone, dragging my heart down. And the weight of the sorrows I carried on my chest, it kept pulling me under and I couldn't catch my breath. Not how I thought my life would go, didn't know my heart could sink this low. No, I could not see it then, no, I could not see it. Oh my God, I remember. Why you felt so far from me. Oh God, it was in my deepest pain that I heard you call my name. I heard you say that you were right there with me.
señalamos buscando su cosa hacer. Hablar sin pensar, de tanto mal, nos herimos cada cual. Este es un mundo tan caído, no se supone que esto fuera así. Si pudiéramos vernos diferentes, cambiaría nuestro vivir. Somos quebrantados, Cristo es necesario. Cada día más y más, 24-365, somos tan iguales en las debilidades. Cometemos cada error y hace falta su perdón. Cristo es necesario.
Necesitamos, aunque lo creamos solo, en cada interior hay tanto dolor que se esconde en el corazón. Este es un mundo tan herido, no se supone que esto fuera así. Más hace que el cambio sea más dulce al llegar la redención. Somos plantados, Cristo es necesario. Cada día más y más, somos tan iguales, somos debilidades. Cometemos cada error y hace falta su perdón, Cristo es necesario.
Desde el pobre hasta el rico, de la cárcel hasta el púlpito.
Oh, necesitamos más a Cristo, necesitamos más a Cristo.
Todo hombre y toda mujer, todo pueblo en las naciones.
Oh, necesitamos más a Cristo, necesitamos.
Somos quebrantados, Cristo es necesario. Cada día más y más,
24-365, somos tan iguales en las debilidades. Cometemos cada error y hace falta su perdón, Cristo es necesario. Necesito, todo el mundo necesita a Cristo, a Cristo. Necesito, todo el mundo necesita a Cristo. We need Jesus, need Jesus. Everybody in the world needs Jesus, need Jesus, need Jesus. Everybody in the world needs Jesus.
We're so quick to point our fingers, we just think my point of view. The things that we say, the trouble it makes, it hurts you and it hurts me too. This is such a problem where we did this. It's really not the way it's supposed to be. What if we could see each other different? It probably changed everything. We're all broken people. Don't we all need Jesus? Every moment of our lives, 24-365, a human is equal. Don't we all have our weakness? Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody needs that grace. We all need Jesus.
Jesus, everybody in the world needs Jesus.